everyone. It's Sarah Lusher here with the October 2021 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. In this month's edition, we hear about Michelin-starred men, how our humble pea is leading a vegolution, the globe-trotting life of a Norfolk photographer, and we ask, is Black Shuck the hound of the Baskervilles? With all our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Judy Hawkins and Caroline Aldrey. So we'll get underway by hearing from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
This is the month that we shine a bit of a light into the outstanding food and drink that Norfolk has to offer. In less turbulent times, it would also be the month that we celebrated the Norfolk Food and Drink Awards. However, with the industry still climbing back to its feet and perhaps not ready for the distraction, we made the decision to postpone it until next year. But a quick flip through the issue brings you Michelin-starred chefs, revolutionary new food being grown in Norfolk, and food books. I have been a little conflicted with all this deliciousness at times. You see, I have enrolled on a weight loss programme. Like many others, I have expanded over the last year and a half. It has been a slow process, but each month a few ounces have been added, mostly to the midsection, as a healthcare professional pointed out with a wag of the finger. I'm quite fortunate in that being reasonably tall, it doesn't show too much, at least when I stand up. But the belt has to be let out a notch or two, and buttons on the snugger fitting shirts have been under extra stress and at risk of pinging off and giving someone a black eye. In fact, there's a smart new shirt, still tagged, hanging unworn in the wardrobe because it doesn't meet in the middle. So Mrs. C, carrying an extra pound or two herself apparently, and I joined up with a local group to see if we couldn't reduce the strain on the sofa. It has been a bit of a revelation. Firstly, I hadn't realised quite how much sugar had crept into the diet. The daily biscuits, even worthy sounding OT ones, naughty desserts, the odd nibble of chocolate, they all add up. Add in the beer, gin and wine, and Houston, we have a problem. I should say that we haven't given it all up for a diet of monkish austerity. Those restaurant reviews don't write themselves, you know. But a few adjustments and a supportive group is starting to pay dividends for both of us. Still can't do up that shirt yet, but watch this space.
Thank you, Dominic. Glad to hear your new regime is working.